Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We are going to talk about baseball this morning. Two of my favorite people, Mike Zitz and Dennis Rapkins here, the Frednet Sunshine Baseball League powered by REC, our focus, and then we'll also talk Major League Baseball. Good morning to both of you.
Morning, Ted.
Good morning, Ted.
Dennis, I haven't seen you. I see Mike all the time, but I haven't seen you since last summer. So this, I just feel like there's, but although we text, we have this we have this relationship and we talk baseball all the time, and it's a baseball relationship.
It is, and you know, Garrison Keillor wrote, and Garrison Keillor, of course, was from Minnesota, and he wrote that God created March in order to teach people who don't drink what it's like to have a hangover. And that's what it's like for us who go without baseball during the winter. And March is just a magical time with spring training.
Spring training, and it's different for me living here. Because I know growing up in Michigan, when it was just we had cold winters and March was still cold, but the Tigers would sometimes do midweek games on the radio, and I'd rush home to hear a few innings and to see pictures in the paper from spring training in Florida. It's not that same around here when it is what it is, but spring training really is a magical time. And Mike, you've always told me to go. I've never gone. Have you both been to spring training before?
Oh, yeah, many times. Actually, I chose both the colleges I went to based on spring training. My freshman, I didn't know anything, but freshman year I went to Florida Southern. It's kind of in the middle of the state, and a lot of the Tigers train in Lakeland where that is. That's the main reason I chose it was because of spring training. Then I went to transfer to University of Arizona, and I chose that because spring training. You know, and Dennis and I are big Giants fans. The Giants train in Scottsdale near Phoenix, and the Indians train there in Tucson at the University near the University of Arizona. And if you watch Major League, you see scenes of High Corbett Field where they do that. You see Willie Mays Hayes dancing outside of High Corbett Field when he makes the team. You know. So, and that's, it's always been. And I used to go, we're talking back in the 70s, and there were very sparse crowds, and it was really inexpensive for tickets. It's very expensive now, and there's a lot of people, they sell out a lot of games. But the thing I remember, one of the things I remember most is how many people were carried out on stretchers dying. They were just all elderly people like me now in the stands, like in having heart attacks and stuff. It's so much fun. Like my friend Keith Epps, at the Freelance Star, he used to be a big Pirates fan. Now he's a Nationals fan. But I say it to him all the time, you need to go down there. He says, why would I pay to see practice games? Well, you're close to the players. They're very relaxed. You're like they talk to you. It's a whole different kind of environment. It's really fun.
Well, unlike Mike, I didn't have my priorities at an early age and choose colleges on the basis of spring training. So I've never been to spring training, but to me, it's really a, it, it's a, it, it, it's such a, it's this, it's the smell of freshly mowed grass. It's the memories. It's the thought of spring training. It's the smells of popcorn and hot dogs and shelled peanuts, and all of that to me is this vision of spring training, the roar of the crowd, and it sounds cheesy to say, but even for an old codger like me, it's like all things are possible. Spring training, the Tigers, Ted, who knows? That's Ted's team, you know, who knows? That, I mean, anybody can have a bad half century, okay, right? You know, when's the last time the Tigers have won the World Series? I mean, I don't know how
84.
Many. 84. Well, okay, almost 50 years. So anybody can have a bad, can have a bad century, you know, some teams that the Guardians and formerly the Indians and so forth. But spring training, there will be some some surprises this year.
Oh, there always is, and that's what's, this time of year you have these players right now that are, you know, they'll make the team, and by mid-April, you know, they're hitting 127, and they're back down. But there always is. There's teams always have somebody that just surprises you and will make the team.
Absolutely, and this you see, like with the team that probably most people that are listening follow, the Nationals are in the process of a rebuild where they've got young players that are in their early 20s. There's at least a handful of them, mm-hmm. and just to see their progress. And the thing about baseball, and this is what is so fascinating. Well, first of all, for the baseball fan, it punishes the patient. And in other words, there's rarely a reward for a baseball fan in being patient. And that's why the half century joking and all that stuff. It's really hard to tell who is going to succeed as a major leaguer or not. There's no other sport like baseball. And it's because of the intangibles. Every level of baseball from, for example, the Fredericksburg Nats on up, every level that a player moves up, there are different things to learn. And what in trying to scout baseball players, it's so much harder than other sports, because in other sports the skill level will tell you so much. In baseball, it's not just the skill level, it's the player's ability to learn and adapt at the higher level.
And it takes years for most.
It takes years, and it is so unpredictable.
Yeah.
You see players that at Triple A, which is the step right below the major leagues, you see them tear up Triple A, have great success. And at the major leagues, it just doesn't click. And they will always be a great Triple A player, but really they're a 4A type of player, mm-hmm. a level right below the major leagues. So it is, baseball just has this quality. It's a mystery, just like in batting. What makes a good hitter? The complexity between the brain, the eyes, and the muscles. It's a mystery how it happens.
Yeah. No, other sports you see at colleges, you know, they're drafted, and within a year or two, they're either stars or they're not. Or you see where they're going to slot in. And in baseball, you get drafted, and it's 4 or 5 years in most cases.
Well, the larger picture is in other sports. In football, basically 70% of the time, the best team, the team that's predicted to through the course of a season, ends up winning the Super Bowl. And roughly, it's up to 70%. In basketball, in basketball, it would be more like, I guess, 70%. In football, 50%. In baseball, and the last 23 years, 17 different teams, I think, have won.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are Tigers going to win this year?
No. No, we can save that quote. We can save that quote.
Yeah, we'll play that back at the end of the season.
It will be accurate. Nothing though ever nothing else though will ever match 2019 when the Nationals were way back and you picked them. We were all giving our picks. This was like in August, and Dennis and I give our picks, and you picked the Nationals and they won.
Well, I think the night before they'd had that game where they had the game back from 7 runs down.
Yeah.
And it just, so you could see the team gelling and the chemistry, really strong chemistry. The force was strong with them. Yeah.
What Mike just said there, the magical word in baseball is chemistry. I remember during 2019, and it was sometime during July or whatever, and they interviewed, of all things, a clubhouse manager of the Marlins in Miami, the clubhouse manager who handles the visiting clubhouse, and he said at that time that I just haven't seen a team this year like the Nationals. And he was just, again, they come in for a 3-game series or something like that, and he was just observing the team chemistry, and this was all part of the beginning of the baby shark thing with mm-hmm. You know, all of that.
Yeah.
And the guy, you know, he was essentially saying that, you know, this is what sets them apart in baseball, whether it's the Boston Red Sox and their beards. I can't remember the nicknames they called themselves and, yep. and that sort of thing. And so in baseball, there is what goes on in the clubhouse, and the clubhouse is run by the veterans. The manager does not run the clubhouse. Matter of fact, a major league manager, a bench coach, actually runs what's going on out on the field. The manager, frankly, now in this day, is really kind of a face to the media, and certainly, you know, a face to the players mm-hmm. and so forth. But the point is, in trying to predict the teams that are going to be the most successful, the teams are going to overachieve, chemistry is extremely important, again, even more so than any other sport.
We can take a quick break. Dennis Rapkins and Mike Zitz here this morning. Frednet Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC, is what we're going to talk about. We'll get into that when we come back, because the sign-up's beginning for Sunshine Baseball. And we'll talk about that and a whole bunch of other things this morning on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Frednet Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC. If you don't know about the Sunshine Baseball League, that is what we're here for today, to tell you about it, because sign up is coming soon. Mike Zitz and Dennis Rapkins here from Sunshine Baseball. Mike, I'll let you talk a little bit about the history of Sunshine Baseball. Now, before we get into that, I will say, we run down real quickly what people need to know about signing up right now, because it's a summer season, and sign-ups begin soon.
Registration begins on March 22nd at, my wife always makes sure I don't screw this up, sunshinebaseball.net, sunshinebaseball.net, not .org or anything like that. I usually say it wrong, but it's sunshinebaseball.net. March 22nd. It's $170 per player, which is kind of a typical cost for a league like that. But the way our league is set up, it's like to help low-income families and mentor kids from those families. If you can't afford it, it's free, or we'll work something out where it's a very low cost. The season is in July and August, running until Labor Day. We play like a 10-game regular season and playoffs, and practices start in June. And we really need coaches who care about kids. Not just know baseball, but care about kids, because mm-hmm. big part of the reason we exist is to mentor kids and help kids and encourage them. And Doris Buffett and I started the league up in 2015? Yeah. It was like parallel with the beginning of the Gladys P. Todd Academy at Joanna, where I work. It was two different things that were starting at the same time. They had parallel missions that I was doing with Doris Buffett. And the idea of both was to try to give kids who had not had a lot of positive reinforcement, encouragement, and make those kids understand that college was an option for them, there are scholarships available, that sort of thing. Doris used to like to say that sometimes a kid knowing that someone believes in them makes all the difference. Hmm. And that's what we're about. And in saying that, it's not like a participation trophy kind of thing. Teams play to win. It's not cutthroat, but they play to win. And you see the kids, some of the kids are not very experienced in baseball at all, but over the course of the season, you see them getting better and better and better. And it's really just a fantastic thing. And we have players who are kind of elite players, who are travel league players. And we have kids who are just beginning to play the game. Last year, I think you guys were excited as I was about us incorporating Afghan refugee kids for the first time. There are a lot who live in the area where the ballpark is here in town.
Such a great story.
And there were a lot of Afghan families who had to leave Afghanistan when the U.S. pulled out. And they're here now. And the ones who are here are generally people. The fathers had helped the U.S. Army or the CIA in Afghanistan. And if they'd stayed there, they probably would have been killed. They come here and they're not making a lot of money. And Ted was observing earlier when we talked before the show that the first game he came out to, he saw one of the Afghan kids playing in sandals. And that's all a lot of them had.
I took pictures of it because I couldn't believe it.
But they come out there and they're cricket players.
Yeah.
And we were a little worried about what might happen, about like negative reaction, but it was all positive. But part of the reason it's positive, they're all good players. They can hit, they can pitch. One of the pitchers, probably the best pitcher we had in the youngest league, was one of those Afghan kids who had just come out there. But you see that, and we outfit them from head to toe, but we really didn't have money to buy like a lot of shoes. So the new Academy, which is Academy Sports and Outdoors store that opened up at Central Park, contacted me through the Fred Nats, and they had a free shopping spree for a lot of our players. And a lot of those kids went in and they bought Nikes, and they had shoes to wear at school. They didn't have shoes to wear at school, really, and also to wear playing ball because we play on artificial turf there at Sunshine Ballpark. So it's just, I mean, it's such a satisfying thing. It's not just those kids, but, I mean, they're the way things, it makes you feel good about America because, big cliche, but it's a melting pot. And you see the kids who have experience or are good players helping out the ones who, you know, have not had that experience or haven't been able to pay for a coat, for lessons, you know, from maybe $60 an hour or whatever, lessons or for travel ball. But they're helping the kids who have not had that good fortune. And you see things come together. You see teams gel and do well, or even the ones that don't. It's such a good feeling to be involved with that. And we're looking for more coaches who care about kids, who know the game, can teach the game, but really care about kids. And if you don't, but you want to put the time in, we'll have other people work with you as assistant coaches or head coaches. But the thing is, show the kids that you care, and that's what we try to do.
Now, in talking and knowing a number of people who coach, have coached or are coaching in other leagues, they have a great time with Sunshine Baseball just because of that.
Doris Buffett worked with Cal Ripken to build the field at Sunshine Ballpark. It's out, how would you describe where it is? How would you describe the location?
It's off Wicklow Drive.
It's off Fall Hill Avenue.
Fall Hill Avenue,
what also called
near Wegmans.
Yeah.
Yeah, near Wegmans.
Yes.
And it's a beautiful ballpark.
Oh, it is.
But Cal Ripken was starting this, he had this concept that the Cal Ripken Senior Foundation would help to build ballparks like that around the country in low-income neighborhoods. And he came to Doris Buffett here in town, and Doris encouraged them. And she put $1 million into it, and the Sunshine Baseball Foundation with Bill and Patty Lynch and Ron Holmes and others raised another $1 million to build that field, and then they built a smaller field for kids with disabilities. And now we're trying to raise money for a third field so that kids don't age out and they can play down there in the neighborhood on a full-size 90-foot base artificial turf field. And the artificial turf is becoming more and more important now that because of the weather, it's been so weird. But we have divisions for 10 and under, 13 and under, 18 and under. And this year we're helping to launch an 18 and over team so the kids don't age out and they can still play.
Which is, that's a great word. And we'll mention that and talk a little bit more about that too as we go along. Dennis, you've been somebody who's been involved with the baseball in the area. And you've gotten aboard on this and have always been so enthusiastic about what happens with Sunshine Baseball.
Yeah. You know, Mike was mentioning, the importance of coaching. And, you know, coaching is certainly what we're looking for. What we're trying to do in this league is teach the game correctly, fundamentals, but at the same time, teaching kids about life, too. This is really, it's a broader mission. And this is what's really important, especially in this age of cell phones and so forth, to do it, to create an enjoyable atmosphere. And as a coach, you know, certainly knowledge of the game is important, but to be able to just teach and make it fun at the same time. And, you know, baseball really, there's so much to teach in baseball, as I mentioned earlier about the mystery of hitting. And I can do a whole, hour on that alone. But the idea is that hitting is not effectively communicated through words, auditory. It has to be, it's really at the highest level. It's visual and kinesthetic, meaning doing. Mm-hmm. And it's just, it's the easiest thing that I could compare it to is teaching, is a baby learning to walk. A baby learning to walk, when it falls down, it doesn't go to the walking cage and get video of what it's doing wrong.
Right.
It's, so when I teach hitting, a lot of, it's not saying anything. It's just demonstrating. And then for it to sink in, what I'm saying is batting, the complexity of what is being done in a swing beyond a certain level, it's not communicated through batting tips. It's not, that's the last thing. Swing thoughts are, it's antithetical to learning how to hit. So, but getting back to just the idea of coaching in Sunshine Baseball League, it's so important. We try to do our best to vet and over the years, just to develop a cohort of coaches that we trust.
Yeah.
And honestly, last year we had a few coaches who were problems, and we found out too late, really didn't care. So we're making sure that doesn't happen again. But what we're about is building the kids up. And when you have that kind of situation, it's counterproductive. So we really are looking. I mean, we've got to be vetting people carefully, but we really would love to get some calls. My number is 540-846-5163 from people who want to help.
Give me that number one more time,
540-846-5163.
Okay, and that's to find out about coaching or being involved with Sunshine Baseball.
Or you can go to our Facebook page, Fred Nat's Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC. Rappahannock Electric's been a big help to us, so Fred Nat's. Go to our Facebook page and read about it and message me there.
If I could have had Dennis teach me how to hit, and Mike's compassion and would have gotten me on a team, I could have been something.
Ted, first of all, we would have taught you to bunt, okay? Meaning just start with getting comfortable, making contact. And
that was my one hit in high school. I bunted. I got on that.
Wasn't it a swinging bunt or was it a bunt?
Yeah.
Okay, that's good.
I didn't want to stay. I was asked. I wasn't going to stand in front of the plate with that bat. So but it was that way.
But then the idea, as I said, when you start telling kids the sort of thing like, leading with the bat knob, like it's a flashlight and all this sort of thing, it's not helpful. And, you know, every kid has a different ability and different styles of learning. But in general, as I said, the worst thing you can do, it's like what Yogi Berra said, that stop thinking too much. You're hurting the team. Yeah. And, you can't, as Yogi also said, you can't think and hit at the same time. Those are it's absolutely true. So in that sense, baseball is so much of it in learning. It's intuitive rather than rational.
Dennis Rapkins, Mike Zitz here. Fred Nat, Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC, is what we're talking about this morning. SunshineBaseball.net. Sign up, start March 22nd. Get your kids involved. And if you want to be a coach and just have such an interest in kids, get in touch with Sunshine Baseball and get the ball rolling on that. More on News Talk 1230, WFVA 831.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Mike Zitz and Dennis Rapkins in this morning, Fred Nat Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC. March 22nd is when the signups start. Go to sunshinebaseball.net or go to Facebook and find out all about the league and see about your involvement. And also, maybe you want to be a coach and could be a coach and can talk to Mike about all of that. Just being able to coach and to see, you know, we talk about, you know, how teams develop, and you see kids gain just confidence and a skill. That's got to be a great feeling for a coach, especially at this level.
Oh yeah, and one thing I should say is, in these leagues, typically you've got a lot of dads coaching who are, you know, their kid playing, but you don't have to be. I mean, or it can be like me. My son played earlier and loved it so much I stopped doing it. I'm not doing it this year. I'm retiring from coaching, just focusing on.
Oh, there's a headline right there. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. That's our huge. That's a huge headline. Zitz retires.
Well, our teams have done well, and it creates a sense that I'm doing something horribly wrong, and I'm not. But
I have to interject here because, as Mike said earlier, our favorite team is the Giants, and Bruce Bochy, who's a legendary Hall of Famer, 3 World Championships with the Giants. He retired from the Giants, but he came back with the Rangers last year and won the World Series. So right. There's also a chance that a legend like Mike. Yes.
Yes. Just did my wife function there where she normally clamps her hand over my mouth at this point. What was the question? You don't have to have a kid active playing. And there are plenty of people who, like me, like an old codger, like maybe in their 60s or 70s or even 80s, who can be a big help. And it's so satisfying working with these kids. It's just, I mean, it's one of the things I'm proudest of in my life and things I enjoy most and have the best feelings about. So I encourage people to do it if they care about kids and they love baseball.
Mike's going to be like Satchel Paige. We're not going to know how old he is, but he's still going to be coaching and winning.
That's right. What Mike is saying, you know, you develop relationships with these kids, and you know, some of them, again, I've coached going back decades, many decades, kids from all age levels, and especially when you coach kids like a, you know, 12 and under sort of, you follow them as they progress in their lives,
Sure. Let alone,
you know, through high school and so forth. But when you're out there coaching, it's a real, you're fully in the present in that, for example, when your team, if you're coaching third base and your team is batting, you're focused on, you know, the speed of your base runners, you're making split second decisions out there. And it's really rewarding, and it's, you know, it's challenging in a good way. But in, you know, again, in Sunshine Baseball League, you know, you don't have to be a veteran of coaching 10 seasons, you know, to be able to be effective. When your team is at bat, there's a whole other thing of studying the opposing pitcher, finding patterns and relaying that to your team. When the other team is at bat, and you're thinking of, what did you're studying their swings and their tendencies. What did this batter do last time he or she was at plate? What did, you know, where did they hit the ball? And it's really, coaching is just, it's so much fun. There are so many things. And again, if anybody out there is at all interested in anything they've heard, please call Mike.
Well, there's one story I've told probably 100 times that is perfect illustration of what we're talking about. And that is, one year, I think it was 2018, we had didn't have enough coaches. And we had a 10 and under team that needed a coach. And if I didn't do it, we wouldn't have had a team. So went in, didn't know any of the players, kind of went in blind. And we ended up getting some pretty good players who, like, just need their confidence built up. But there was one kid who was pretty solidly on the autism spectrum. And the first inning of the first game, he comes up and strikes out, and I walk back in from coaching third base in the dugout. And the kid is curled up in the fetal position on the floor of the dugout. And I said, "What's wrong, Joey?" That's not what his name was. And he says, "I can't hit the ball. I can't hit the ball." And meanwhile, my wife, Lisa, happened to be sitting in the stands next to this kid's father. And she was kind of bragging about her son, Jay, and what a good hitter he is. He was playing on an older team then. And he says, "Well, I'm still waiting for my stud players." The guy's a really good person. He didn't mean anything bad by it. My son's the winner, probably be on the bench most of the time. And Lisa told me that, and I said, "I don't care if we lose every game. That kid is going to get a hit. That's going to be our focus." And he would come out early and get in the cage, and we'd have two or three assistant coaches there working with him day after day. And by like the third or fourth game of the season, he got a hit. Then he got another hit. And we started out, I think, losing our first three games, but we just kind of took off. And we ended up in the championship game against this team that was heavily favored, really good team. And the kid gets two hits in the championship game. We win the game, championship. His mom, his dad, his sister, his brother, his grandparents, his aunts and uncles are all there, you know. And they were crying, and I was crying. And it's just, it was like something, it sounded really corny, like out of a B after school movie. But things like that happen.
It happens, yeah.
You know, it's like Kevin Costner said, Field of Dreams. I know a place where things like that happen, and I can take you there. And the Sunshine Baseball League can take you there as a parent and as a coach and as a player.
No, that was, and then we saw that up close, all of us, with just the Afghan refugee kids playing last summer. That was just, to me, was such a, it was a huge story.
Yeah, Mike has done things, and again, as Mike mentioned, Lisa, you know, his wife, Lisa, behind the scenes has done so much for this league, but Mike has done some things in this league that, again, as long as I've been around sports coaching and let alone baseball coaching, I just didn't think were possible. The Afghan refugee situation, I knew these kids were, you know, would be motivated, but I didn't realize the level of skills they had from cricket. As Mike said, the story earlier about this dominant pitcher in this younger age group, you know, he was pitching out of a stretch without, like he'd been doing it for years. Mm-hmm. And to watch them bat in cricket, again, the swing path of the, I don't even know if it's called a bat in cricket or not, I assume it is, but the swing path is different, but the skill is so transferable. I was just really amazed. And even after one time, Ted, Mike, the three of us were out watching. And after the game that was being played was over, there was a young Afghan girl out there at bat. And, you know, she was out with, you know, fully, you know, with the whole Afghan you know, clothes and everything in weather that was not necessarily be it was very warm
but
she had a very nice swing. And I commented after watching for a while, I commented to her, and she had a big smile on her face. And so again, that's one story. And the second story, and Mike, you can talk a bit about this when there's time, this 18 and older age group, what Mike has been able to do in youth baseball with older age groups, let alone now with this new category, is just phenomenal. It just doesn't happen in other leagues, and not just locally, across the country, because it's the phenomena in sports where from age 13 on, where kids just drop out. And baseball is no different. Babe Ruth leagues across the country, it's the same thing.
Yeah, when we were starting this up at one point, like Ernie Baker, who's really played pro ball at AAA level in the St. Louis Cardinals system, and is a really good coach, too, now coaching in high school here, and been assistant coach for the UMW team, and he gives lessons at Competitive Edge, Baker's Baseball. So, well, that's just not going to happen. You're not going to be able to do that. Those kids lose interest. You're just not going to really get enough. And we've done it. And I think last year we had over 100 kids who were 14 to 18 playing in that division.
And now to be able to continue on.
Yeah, and this year, well, now we don't want kids to reach a certain age and say, that's it for me in baseball. That we don't want that to happen. So that's what we're trying to do this year, is take the next step. And we're not like financing adults to play ball at the expense of the younger kids at all, but they're going to pay their own way. But we want them to have a chance to play. And if they don't have the money, maybe we might kick in some money for a player or two, you know, who need the help.
That's we talk about the Afghan story and in those stories, but there's so many, Dennis, even other stories of kids who have financial needs that have been able to play, and who knows down the line what happens with them, because someone gave them a chance and they gained a skill and were on a team. And there are the stories that Mike, when this all started, that you and Doris Buffett wanted this league for the kids who couldn't afford it, the families that couldn't afford this.
That's exactly what we wanted. And again, let me emphasize, it's a mixture. It's a melting pot. Mm-hmm. We have some kids out there who live in million-dollar homes, you know, and they're elite players. But they help the younger kids, other kids with less experience. And they pay their own way. And the families that can't afford it, we don't turn anybody away. You know, we want the kids to have experience, and we want to help them in any way we can.
And summer leagues, they're just unheard of for something like this.
Yeah, and the sad part, again, I'm using the word sad, but baseball is the perfect companion to summer, in that the rhythm of baseball, it matches the pace of summer. The pace of baseball is gradual. It's laid back. That's the way it's been in, you know, baseball started in the pre-Civil War. It was played during the Civil War. Mm-hmm. And that's the way it's always been. And there are some things about baseball that have changed that are very, you know, been great for the game. But at essence, it's a summer sport. And this is another subject that, right now, on the Major League Baseball level, the end of the World Series is basically filtering into, you know, snow type of weather.
Right.
It's the reason I've said that. It's baseball is, there's a phrase, Roger Kahn was the author, the boys of summer. It's not the boys of Thanksgiving. So,
but we're getting there.
Yeah, it's getting that way. But, you know, so yeah, Sunshine Baseball League offers an opportunity to play throughout the summer, and that's how baseball should be.
And there's not much summer ball anymore, which is a shame, because that's when kids are out of school. So that's part of the reason why we're doing this when we're doing it.
Yeah.
It's hot, but baseball is played in hot weather. We take precautions and make sure everybody's hydrated and do things when it gets dangerously hot. We postpone games or do different things to compensate. Yeah. But we want the kids to have the chance to play in the summertime. And we want to be able to do that without having to pay. Their families have to pay thousands of dollars to play travel baseball. It's become too much of a business, you know. It's, our teams play hard and they try to win, and we teach them the right ways to do things. But it's not a business for us. It's something, it's a game, and it's a way to help the kids.
SunshineBaseball.net. You could get all kinds of information there, or go to Facebook and look for Fred Nats. Sunshine Baseball, powered by REC. You'll see all kinds of information there. There's a need for coaches. If this sounds like something that you want to get your kids or your grandkids involved in, check it out and get involved in it. And if there are businesses that are looking to get involved and sponsor teams. We'll talk about that real quick when we come back. Mike, it's Dennis Rapkins here. We'll wrap it up when we come back on News Talk 1230 WF.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
Mike Zitzen, Dennis Rapkins here this morning. Frednet, Sunshine Baseball League, powered by REC, sunshinebaseball.net, or go to Facebook and find out information. There are needs for coaches, so if you want to get involved with coaching or get your kids involved in this Sunshine Baseball League, check it out. March 22nd is when the registration starts. Mike, we mentioned just before the break, there really is a need for businesses to financially get involved in help the running of this league.
Yeah, Ted, we have a greater need than for sponsorship than most leagues do, because we give out a lot of scholarships. We have, part of the purpose of the league is, our main purpose of the league is, to try to help kids from low-income families who might not otherwise be able to play, especially not be able to play travel ball because it costs so much money. We're going to give them an option that they can do, you know. So we do need to raise a lot of money each year from sponsors, and we've had great help from people like the Fred Nats and Rappahannock Electric Cooperative and a bunch of other businesses, First Place Realty and the Kappas, and I should have a list in front of me. But we, at each game, we announce before the game, we thank the sponsors, and we have banners up for them, and we have lots of information about them and thank yous on our Facebook page and website, and we make it worth the while. I think it's worth it for them financially. Can sponsor a team for $500, can sponsor a higher level for like $1,000 and up, higher levels, but that's what makes things happen for us. That's what those people help us do what we do.
So if you know of a business, or you're a business and this is something that you want your name associated with, get in touch with Sunshine Baseball and get involved. That just helps you be able to do more and provide some stability and more scholarships for these kids, and adds to the stories we've been talking about.
Exactly. And, we'd love to hear from people. Like I said, the new Academy Sports and Outdoor Store stepped up last year.
Yeah, what a great thing.
For us. Like, so.
Yeah. SunshineBaseball.net. Again, March 22nd is when you can start signing up for a Sunshine Baseball League, and we will continue to talk about this as the months go on and in leading up to what is always just a great season with Sunshine Baseball. SunshineBaseball.net. Check them out on Facebook, or get involved, or get in touch with Mike Zitz and talk about becoming a coach, because there are need for coaches. Before we get out of here, there's only just a couple of minutes left, so we can't get into big details. I don't think we've ever done this. Growing up, or when you, couple of your favorite players. I'll just give you mine. And they don't have to be like the superstar players, because for the Tigers with me, and it was his prison story, it was Ron LaFleur. I always liked Ron LaFleur. I mean, there's a name from the past. I always liked Davey Lopes. I would see Dodger games, and I know I say that to you guys, and you guys may walk out. You guys will be the first guests I've had that have walked out.
I love base stealing, so you're good there, Ted.
But he would lead off for those great Dodger teams in the 70s. So those were my couple of favorite players. You have a couple of favorite players? We don't have much time.
Well, it's Giants fan Willie Mays, of course.
Sure.
The other Willie, Wade McCovey, Juan Marichal, pitcher. And one Dodger I really liked was Sandy Koufax.
I liked Koufax.
I wish I'd had a chance to see, I was just a kid, but I wish I'd had a chance to see him.
That's
play
me.
In person.
That's YouTube has helped me out with
now,
Koufax.
Bob Gibson, I've mentioned before.
Yeah.
And the reason why was just the mental side of the game has just always fascinated me. And to see somebody who was so mentally tough, but the physical toughness too. Last year, Logan Webb of the Giants pitched 216 innings, led the major leagues in innings pitched, which is 216 is an anomaly for today's baseball.
Yeah.
Bob Gibson pitched well over 216 innings for a 10-year period from through the 60s and the 70s, pitched over 300 innings twice. And even as a kid, I just thought that, wow, this guy is something special, even though I identified more with the hitters and everything. But Bob Gibson was just the person that I thought was Fantastic.
They lowered the mound because of him.
That's right. By, what, 5 inches?
Something
or was
like
it
that,
maybe
yeah.
even? Yeah, anyway, I think from 15 inches to 10. And I think it's currently 10 now.
Yeah.
I think it should be lowered another 5. But anyway, that's another story.
That's another story.
Yes.
So, interesting. We've never talked about baseball heroes. Again, Sunshine Baseball League, March 22nd is when sign-up starts. sunshinebaseball.net or check them out on Facebook. Mike Zitz and Dennis Rapkins will talk much more baseball. Unfortunately, when the season starts, when the Tigers in April are eliminated, I'll be out of the conversation. But you,
the Tigers finished second last year, Ted. How can you be so pessimistic?
I know. Thank you. Thank you both. We'll talk soon. Thank you for listening. See you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.